Cuban activists gathered at the Bay of Pigs Museum in Little Havana yesterday to launch the Don't Aid campaign. As WLRN intern Rianne Roldan reports, it's an effort aimed at curbing tourism to Cuba.
Many travelers to Cuba use state-controlled businesses like hotels and restaurants. But activists say these transactions put money straight into the Cuban regime's bank account. The Don't Aid campaign says it's this brand of tourism that only perpetuates an oppressed Cuba. Dr. Javier Garcia Bengochea is a surgeon from Jacksonville. His family owned a major port in Santiago that was seized by the Castro regime in 1960. Now that travel to Cuba is easier, he wants his port back.
Everything in Cuba is stolen. Everything you do there, whether it's ride on the airplane, take the cruise line, stay in a hotel, even smoke cigars, drink rum drinks, and go in the old American cars, is going to involve trafficking and stolen property. This is an immoral enterprise.
Colonel Juan Lopez de la Cruz is a Bay of Pigs veteran who helped host the event. He left Cuba in 1972. Colonel de la Cruz says there is nothing new in Cuba. All tourists see when they visit is a pre-revolutionary one, and that's because the Castro government hasn't built anything. If anything, he says, they've destroyed everything. Throughout the summer, the Don't Aid campaign plans to roll out several more events and stage more demonstrations in order to champion their cause. I'm Rianne Roldan in Miami.
A new campaign ad for Governor Rick Scott says he is the, quote, one public official who has helped Puerto Rico. The Scott campaign announced yesterday that it has begun running ads online that sharply criticizes U.S. Senator Bill Nelson and defends Scott's efforts to help Puerto Ricans displaced by Hurricane Maria. Scott is challenging the Democratic incumbent this fall. This is WLRN News. I'm Bridget O'Brien.